And time for a look at the latest from the markets. And we're joined by Mark Fowler of Hobson Wealth Partners. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Kim.
And no doubt that provided some assurance to investors on Wall Street.
It did indeed, actually. The S&P 500 briefly went through the sort of magic 3,000 points mark just to settle back at 2,993, so up about 0.5%. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average was also up sort of 0.25% at 26,860. So now the equity market certainly took that news positively.
And how things played out here in New Zealand?
Yeah, New Zealand's actually opened strongly this morning as well. So we've got the NZX Gross 50 at 10,689 points, which is up about just under 0.5%. Some notable movers have been the dairy companies, so A2 Milk. That's up over 2.25%, trading at $16.62. We've got Synlait, that's up also 1.5%, trading at $9.16. And Infratil up stronger on the news, obviously, that the ComCom approval has gone through. So that's trading at $4.71 and up close to 1%. So, yeah, a reasonably strong morning on the NZX 50.
Take a look at the currency. How's the New Zealand dollar doing?
The New Zealand dollar has firmed overnight on that sort of weaker US dollar story. So against the US, we're trading at 66.50. Against the Aussie dollar, we're at 95.50. Against the Japanese yen, 71.96. Against the sterling, we're at 53.20. The euro, 59.10, with the New Zealand trade weighted index at 72.70.
How are interest rates looking?
Interest rates, yes, we've been pretty firm overnight. So 3-month bank bills trading at 1.63%, and we've got 10-year government bonds at 1.55. In terms of oil and gold, so we've got West Texas Intermediate, that was up overnight, so it's trading at $60.57 a barrel, and spot gold trading at $1,425 an ounce.
Thank you. That's Mark Fowler of Hobson Wealth Partners with the latest from the markets.